There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that gives and gives and gives until it hurts. And joining me, as always, is a lovely, well, most of the time at least, she's always lovely, but she's sometimes here, Lee.
You were really trying to figure out how to save yourself.
Well, I realized that where I had put the comma was probably not the right place.
Yeah, it's probably not. No, but hey, how are you? I know it's, oh my God, we're 11 days. 11.
11 days out. That's crazy.
11 days out. And so some things have just come out, which are really cool. So most people I think know this, but the app is out.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty much fully updated. You do need to watch it for changes. There will be changes, and start doing that. But it's there and it's up and it's ready to go.
Yeah, this is Dragon Con.
Awesome.
Inevitably change will happen. So
inevitably change, just plan for that change and be prepared. That's why my husband and son yesterday were already starting to try to put together what they wanted to go see. And usually for the most part, they were putting two or three things down at different times because, well, you know, maybe I'm not going to do that, or that might get changed around, or who knows. So I have options. Always a good thing. I would also say, now, if you are going to add friends, this is a two-step process, and this comes up every year, and people ask. Yeah. So first of all, you have to send a friend request to someone. So first of all, you have to update your profile. Then you send a friend request, and then you're also going to get back a friend request. So you have to add them back, too. So if I send to John, he gets my request and he says, yep, I'm going to be your friend. So I show up on his phone, but he also has to send something back to me saying, I want to be your friend. And then I accept that. And then we can see each other's schedules. And it's really great, especially if you're like a group of people and you kind of want to know, you know, where you're going, if you're parents and kids or just friends or, you know, spouses or whatever. Mm-hmm. That you can always figure out, oh, okay, this is where this person is right now. It's also great for me, at least, we try to schedule dinners so we can, like, all of us can know, okay, we're going to go to dinner now. So we can look at our schedules and figure that out.
So do you still have to send the weird number thing system? Or is
yes.
That,
yeah, it's still the number thing system, yeah. But it basically will...
It's a great app, except for that one thing that's really annoying.
It has an app and you need to stop. Stop it.
Well,
stop.
Sorry.
Because here's the deal. When you get those...
I'm just keeping it real, Lee.
It pretty much does it. Keeping it real, Mom. You just want to complain. But there's the app. Also, we do have some new guests who have just recently been announced. Christopher Larkin, who's Monty on the CW The 100. Grace Park, who played Boomer and Athena, both of them the Sharons in Battlestar, and also now is on Hawaii Five-O. And I will probably mispronounce this, but if I am correct, this is how he told me to pronounce it 2 years ago. Rene Auberjonois is also going to come. And if you knew him, he was Odo on Deep Space Nine, but he was also in Warehouse 13. So kind of really cool. So we got some really cool people being added. And of course, there are many more voice actors and other people being added. So keep watching it. The guest list is still happening. And again, as the guest list gets added, as we come closer and closer to show, which is still a possibility, that may make there be more changes. So the other hint I'm going to give you is if you have a Twitter, follow Daily Dragon on Twitter and follow DragonCon on Twitter. Both of those will show you updates pretty much as they're going on. And they're very, very important because... You know, rooms change. All of a sudden we decide, oh, wow, we're going to have more people in this than we thought. Or, oh, my goodness, this charity auction is going to get a whole lot more people because we all of a sudden have a new pair of pants from Michael Shanks that he has worn. And therefore we will have them. So that will be auctioned, and we know there are going to be a lot of screaming, rabid people there wanting to get those pants. And so
At the charity auction?
The charity auction, you know, though.
Can you tell me anything about that, Lee? Oh, we do. What else?
We do, but, you know, I don't know a whole lot about the charity other than what it is and what Extract is doing. So I am going to introduce our wonderful, wonderful guest, Jen, who is the director of charity events.
I didn't even see her there.
And who is probably bidding on those Michael Schenck pants, too.
You know, I need to clarify that there are no Michael Schenck pants this year. I'm going to have so many people angry show up to the Stargate charity.
That was an example, people. It was an example. No Schenck's pants.
That
was my ska band in the 80s. No Schenck, no Michael Schenck's pants. No Schenck's pants.
I like that. No Schenck's pants. So, but in the past, you have had Schenck's pants. So that's why I was using that as an example only. But you have lots of other stuff in auctions. So, okay, first of all, what is charity events and what are we doing it for this year?
All right. Charity events is just what it sounds like. It's all the events that contribute to Dragon Con's annual charity drive. And for anyone that doesn't know, each year, Dragon Con chooses one, or in the recent past, sometimes more, beneficiaries. Am I saying that right? Our annual charity drive. This year is the Lymphoma Research Foundation. It's very near and dear to Dragon Con. We have actually lost two members in the past year to lymphoma. And we have another member who is winning her fight with lymphoma right now. So it affects a lot of our volunteers on a very personal level. We're happy to be partnering with them this year. And once again, Dragon Con is going to match our first $50,000 raised. So, I've promised the board that I'm taking all their money this year. So I need everyone to come out and help me. Last year, we took all of it. We sent $115,000 to the Atlanta Community Food Bank. So
how awesome does that feel?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so great. I had a couple of people tell me, you better come take this money. I said, you don't understand. I'm taking that money and more. I said, any money you can put up for charity, I will happily take and give to, you know, the people in need. And last year, it was my first year as the charity events director. And it was a great year. And to know that money was going to people in the community here in Atlanta that need it. I'd say it felt pretty darn good. So
it felt pretty darn good. And as we say, we like the man at Dragon Con. We like our co-chairs and our presidents and our board and all of the people that work there. But you know what? We really do want to stick it to them. So come on, give to charity so we can stick it to the man and get that 50K.
They told me yesterday,
stick it to the man.
Taking our 50 again this year, and I said, you bet your bottoms,
we are.
I need everyone's help. I don't have $50,000 myself to take the $50,000 from Dragon Con. So we have all kinds of things planned where you can come out and help and support lymphoma research.
Go ahead, Lee.
Okay. One of the things you do, and you've done for a long time. Keep going, John. I see you in like 9 days. Just a reminder.
That's true.
9 days.
That's true.
I don't have a long memory, but I can remember 9 days.
Not if I see you first.
I'm picking you up at the airport. Ha ha. Okay, sorry. We're getting off topic again. You're not being helpful. But Jen.
Yes.
This kind of all got started for just Dragon Con charities. It's in a lot of different ways, but some of the earliest things that were done were auctions. And so my understanding this year is we've got four auctions. Can you explain those a little bit?
We have four auctions this year. Every year we have the art and book auction on Saturday and then our main event auction on Sunday. And in the last 6 years, seven, something like that, we've had on Sunday evening, the Stargate Multiverse track has done the Don S. Davis Memorial Charity Auction, which is a focus to Stargate. Did I say Star Trek? Oh, my gosh.
No, you said Stargate.
Oh, you're so trouble.
No, you did. No. You did. You said Stargate. It was okay.
Stargate. Multiverse. Track.
That's multiverse.
Track. That's what threw you, me off.
You might know a couple of things about that. So.
Just a key.
Where did I come from? Anyway, no. So the Stargate and those actors and producers and directors have donated through the years. And the fans, it's a lot of stuff for the fans by the fans. But this year, we are also seeing the return of the Costuming Tracks auction. So
woo-hoo!
Saturday, just to give you a rundown, we have from 11 to 2 on Saturday, and all four of these auctions are in the Hyatt Regency in the Hanover Ballroom C, D, and E. Watch your app. I don't see that changing, but if it does, we need you to know where we're going to be. So mm-hmm. from 11 to 2 on Saturday, we have the books and art auction. And then we have a little bit of a wrap to cash all that out and, you know, get reset for the next one. Then from 3 to 4 is cosplay auction. Now, this is cool because if you have a costume that you don't wear anymore, that you're, you know, have outgrown or undergrown, or if you made it for a teenage child and they're now no longer teenage size or what have you, and you're thinking, what am I going to do? This is taking up, you know, space in my suitcase, in my closet. I'm never going to wear it again. Please bring it, donate it to the costuming auction, the Costume Track cosplay auction. It, we take donations. We're going to be in our booth, on Thursday evening from 3 to 7. We'll get more into that later, of the where's and why's and wherefores. But bring your costumes for this auction. It's from 3 to 4 on Saturday. Sunday, 10 to 2 is our main auction. Everything that doesn't have a niche place in books and art, costuming, or Stargate is going to be in our main auction from 10 to 2 on Sunday. And then, of course, 4 to 6 is the Don S. Davis Memorial Charity Auction for Stargate and related material. drop-offs are going to be, as I said, Thursday from 3 to 7. Friday and Saturday and Sunday, we will have the booth manned from 10 to 7. That is the current plan. If it is not manned on Saturday and Sunday, you will be able to find us at the charity auctions. And there will be signage because we love our signage department. And
yes, we do.
There will be signs directing you where to go. Drop-offs can be made all the way up until the time of the auction. You can walk in if an auction is happening, come around the side. If you have something, if we can't get it in this year, we will more than happily take it for next year's auction. These auctions are not going to stop.
Well, and I will add up to that because we have Eddie McClintock for the past couple of years has done some drawings during DragonCon for us to put in the auction. And I know at least one of his drawings has not been auctioned yet.
That is
so
perfect.
It will be up this year. So at least one, maybe more, but yay. So there you got that.
Right. Now, did you know
that's cool.
They're not the only thing we do.
What? Do tell more.
No, I know. What else?
Okay. So
woo.
Last year we introduced the Intergalactic Military Ball, which was a huge success. Everyone loved it. We got so many different tracks involved and it was a great success as a charity event. This year we have something cool that's going to mash together a lot of different things too. It's the Monster Mashup Charity Event. Take all your classic monsters and all your new monsters and roll them all together and create a costume or come out of a costume. Well, come with something. Don't come naked.
remember what I said, people. The Atlanta police has they don't have a sense of humor on that. Mm-mm.
Right. No. But it's the Monster Mashup Charity Event. And something else that was introduced last year was our new collectible charity challenge coins. Last year we had a big set. This year we have a smaller set. It's only 6 coins. Pre-orders have ended. If you pre-ordered your coins, the first opportunity to pick them up is at that Monster Mashup Charity Event on Friday evening. Setup is from 8 to 10. Please don't come and ask me to open the booth early because I will probably be pulling my hair out. But that's okay. We're hoping to get set up before the event actually starts to take place. If you have a pre-order to pick up, that's your first opportunity to pick it up. If you do not have a pre-order, that is your first opportunity to come and buy what we have remaining of the coins because we only ordered a small percentage over our pre-orders of these coins. So from 10 to midnight, for certain, We will be there set up at the charity event to sell and for pickups for the charity coins. If you do not get them that night, you can pick them up at any of the four previously mentioned auctions in Hyatt Hanover CD&E. Now, the charity night event, the Monster Mashup, is at the Hyatt Regency as well. It's in Regency Ballrooms 6 and 7. And I believe there's something going on in Regency 5 that associates with it, but I'll leave that as a sort of come and see. How's that?
Mm. Ooh, a teaser.
Ooh. And Stargate, that we have to give the shout out to, because they always, you know, try to put on something more for charity, is their big event is Saturday evening. Check the app for times on that one. I know several of the other tracks are doing events throughout the weekend. The Young Adult Lit does the House Cup Challenge. House Cup? Harry Potter? Help me.
Yeah, I think it's House Cup. You're right.
So go and donate.
It's the House Cup, yeah.
Go and donate to, you know, vote for your house with your dollars, and that money all goes to charity. Alternate History, last year they did a Tesla versus Edison, which went over really well, and I know they have something going this year, so go and inquire about that. And if you're participating heavily in a track that you want to see have, you know, a charity event or do something to raise money for charity, go to that track director and say, hey, how can I donate to charity for this track? And if they say, well, we don't have a charity event, ask them why not.
Well, and so because she has guilted me into this, or actually because my type A personality made me have to want to fight, I don't know, had my type A personality said, we can do this for Extract. We're doing two things. Number one, we will always ask you for your money. We just gonna ask you for money all the time. Just a dollar, coins, all of it spends, all of it goes to charity. Whatever you give us goes to charity, okay? So don't, they're in a cut. So all of that'll go to charity. The other thing X-Track is doing, because I get to pimp my own track a little bit on here. We are doing a karaoke and dance party for charity. And there are going to be some more details on our Facebook page this week. But the biggest thing is basically give a donation. And we're not talking like $100. We're not, no. Like, give us a buck, a couple bucks, $5, whatever. Awesome. And, you know, just so you can do some karaoke.
Right.
I mean, you know, this is, you're right. Because if you go over to, and there is, and I don't want anybody not to go over there. The Hilton does it. But they're, you can wait a really like 4 or 5 hours. We're going to have a very set amount of time. We're going to give you a time or approximate time when you'll be doing it. We're only going to have so many slots because we don't have the whole gajillion hours, but we're going to be doing that, and that'll be a lot of fun. And if people like karaoke, also, if you don't want to karaoke, but you'd actually rather lip sync it, hey, as you know, this will be after 10 o'clock, so we don't care. But again, still wear clothes. So we're doing that, and there are going to be a couple... Still got to wear clothes. So you could lip sync or you could karaoke to the songs. Our karaoke guy has been very supportive of either one of those. And the other thing is we are going to have about 5 or 6 songs that my staff are going to put together that will be a challenge for Lee. So if you bring this much money, I will embarrass myself. I will give you an example right now. As you heard Aaron Fever say, he wanted me to sing Short People. I ain't doing that for free. So if you want me to sing Short People, it's going to cost at least 3 bills. We don't know what that 3 bill amount is going to be yet, but it's going to cost 3 bills for me to sing Short People, because I know you people will videotape it, you evil, evil little people, and it'll go up on YouTube and I'll be singing Short People. So that's going to be, we're going to be doing that. And then, but we are also going to be asking you, what are some of your favorite karaoke songs and dance songs and stuff like that in the very near future this week, so I can get it to my guy. But yeah, that's what X-Track is doing. We're trying to help them out too. We will never catch up with Stargate Multiverse, but we are doing our darndest every year to keep making money and keep raising funds and doing all that.
You just hit on it. It's not about catching up. I mean,
no.
They started in 2008 and had a huge swell for one of their most
popular years.
And so it just kind of took off. But it's the only competition is to see how much we can all raise together. And you said something else just now that reminded me of something that I found out about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Our dear chief from Battlestar, Aaron Douglas, has a really, really awesome charity event that he's going to be doing himself. And this is something you have to go onto Twitter. Or you have to look at his pages. He's going to be doing a pub crawl for charity on Thursday night. So that's all going to come. That information all comes from the chief. You know, find him on Facebook, find him on Twitter, and you can get the information about that. But that's for a Thursday night kickoff before con actually starts. So,
And John is trying to do something for charity.
John isn't
before con
well.
Starts.
John's willing to sacrifice, but John isn't trying to do this. This is all Lee. But go on.
John totally is. Okay, so what we are trying to do from a 50 Days podcast perspective is that if we raise $500 before Dragon Con, John is going to dress in costume for the first time ever.
Well, why aren't you doing that for free, John?
Because I don't do that kind of thing.
He does. I mean, that's why I did it last year. We just don't do it. Neither one of us do costume.
And plus, she's trying to get me to wear her Wonder Woman outfit from last year. So that's really what the problem is.
I have a big old gold ball gown from Belle for Beauty.
I'm willing to wear it.
But we got to get up to $500, and right now we're only at 150 people. Come on, every dollar counts.
And so, by the way, since we are doing GoFundMe, even that 150 does go right to charity. So,
absolutely.
And I do need to mention this. I do need to mention this too, because I've mentioned it a couple times. Just so it's clear, we're not using any of those monies to pay for any sort of costume or anything like that. Every last cent, save the 1% or whatever the GoFundMe peels off the top.
But it's right at 5%. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Ugh. Okay. Well, anyway, but it doesn't matter.
Well, that was the lowest we could get. Yeah. All of them, that was the lowest I could get. I looked in.
That you have this up on a GoFundMe page. That was the question.
Yes, we
do. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
So anyway, all that money goes directly to back to the charity, the Dragon Con to get to the charity.
Awesome.
Yep.
Anyway, whether or not you succeed in getting me to publicly embarrass myself or not, that's all that money is still going to go to a good cause.
It's still going to go to charity, but we really want John in costume, people. Come on. Come on.
Anyway, I will mention this too. It is at GoFundMe.com/John, J-O-N, in costume. So it's J-O-N-I-N-C-O-S-T-U-M-E, right? That's how you spell costume?
Yes,
that's it. That is how you spell costume.
All right. Anyway, back to your stuff. So the challenge coins, we did. You already mentioned them, but there are, you mentioned this too, and I want to reiterate it. There are limited amounts remaining. So
correct.
It's likely that you will not, if you haven't pre-ordered, which is too late to pre-order now, right?
Correct.
Yeah. You either have to get there right when they're there, or you're probably not going to get them.
It's a set of six. And across all six designs, we only have a little over 200 coins all told that are not part of the pre-orders.
Oh, there you go.
If you don't get there by evening, and by the way, we will be set up, as I understand, we will be set up for cash and for cards. There will be tax charge. So the coins are $15 a piece. Mm-hmm. It will make them $16.20. So please either be prepared with change, or we will take overflow as charity donations. So if you want to round that up to 17, you go right ahead.
No, they shouldn't really round it up to 17. They should round it up to 20.
If you want to round it up to 20.
There you go. See? Yes.
And then you can, every time Lee comes to you and says, hey, get some money, you can just show her a coin. Go. And you go, okay. All right. But you have to be honest that you actually gave a little extra. So.
Right. And we will also.
That's exactly right. And I believe that.
We will be accepting donations outright at the charity event on Friday night. We will be accepting donations, and cash donations. If you're bringing something for the auction, please bring it to the booth. We're not going to have anywhere to store that on Friday night. So, but if you're wanting to just donate cash, or if you want us to swipe your card for, $20, $50, $2,000, I don't know. Anyway,
whatever you want. Whatever your personal bank can bear, we accept it.
That on Friday night, and then of course at the auctions on Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and I totally just blanked. On Monday at 10 a.m. is the art auction, the art show auction. Ooh, they're going to shoot me for not mentioning that earlier. Yeah. The art show has their own auction. So all those gorgeous pictures and paintings and drawings that you see all weekend in the art show, they have their own auction on Monday morning.
That's cool. I do want to...
And that is very...
I do. You mentioned, you know, $2,000 in your card or whatever. I do want to mention this. A big shout out to Mighty Bill, who definitely did not do this for that sake, but $100 of what we've already raised came from him, directly from him. So, you know, he's already, you know, he's already
our dear friend Mighty Bill. Thank you.
He is spending, you know, all of his money for DragonCon and also giving. So you too can. This is the guilt part of the podcast.
We try to guilt you. We guilt you for good. Well, it's better than the guilt your parents tried to do, because they were just guilting you because for their own sadistic pleasure. We're guilting you so we can help charity.
Well, and also it's, you know, that's another thing. People think, God, I spent, you know, X amount for the ticket and I had to fly here and I have to pay $1,000 for a hotel for 3 nights or however much it is.
You're not far off there, but go on. That's a whole nother problem. Yeah.
I have lots of people coming this year. I had to work out hotel rooms myself. But anyway, no, we're not asking you to drop another $200 or another $50 or another $10. Heck, if you think, hey, I just got a coffee for $4. Let me put another $2 or $3 towards charity. That's awesome. There are 70,000 people. Well, I may be rounding up.
Yep. 62K. 62K was the official number from last year.
Yeah, but they did release a press release just recently saying they were expecting 66, didn't they? I think that's what they said.
Okay. I think so. 66 this year.
Sure.
Attending Dragon Con. And think about it. If everybody put $1 in the pot, guys, that takes the 50,000 from Dragon Con and gives another 16,000 on top. So really, if you don't think your dollar is going to do any good, you're wrong. Your dollar and someone else's dollar.
You're wrong.
1,000 other people's dollars, single dollars. That's $1,000 right there, guys.
Don't be like a Florida voter and think that your vote doesn't count.
It does.
That's one for all the old folks. But go on.
I know, especially on Monday, a lot of people were coming up to me going, "I'm sorry, I'm giving you like $5 in change," and I'm like, "It spins." But they were like, "I didn't realize how much change I had at the end of these 4 days, and I'm flying home. I don't wanna." And I'm like, "Hey, we take it. That's a good idea. That's a great way.
On Monday,
pop that change in there before you get on the flight. Yeah,
got two pockets full of change. Go to your favorite track, or come to the charity booth." In the Marriott, marquee level, I believe it says registration above it in big gold letters. It's right outside the Walk of Fame. Come there, we'll have a big old jar. Just come Monday morning, empty your pockets, drop all your change in. That'd be fantastic. I love this plan.
Well, either the charity gets it or the TSA gets it, because, you know, they take the money that goes through the x-rays. I'm not sure if you guys all know that.
No, really?
No, that's not real. That's not real. But shh. As far as they're concerned, yes.
Yes, that's right. Bring it to charity.
John, I guess you really are trying to get on the TSA list at this point.
Who says I'm not already?
Yeah, you're already on there. I know. Okay, so, Jen, let's give one more. I think we're almost at the end of this for you guys with charity, but I want you to say one more time, where are you located and where are the big auctions going to be located?
Okay, the Marriott downtown, obviously. The marquee level, which is a level down from the lobby, just outside the Walk of Fame. It's a booth. It's not one of the tables that they set up. We actually have like a roll close window. You can walk as you get off the escalator. You just go to your left. You'll see us, charity events. That's where we will be. We will be open on Thursday from 3 to 7 for sure. We're going to try to open a little earlier than that, but it depends on keys and all those fun director things. On Friday, we will be open from 10 to 7. On Saturday and Sunday, we should be there from 10 to 7. However, if we are not, we will be with the auctions where in the Hyatt Regency, Hanover, which is down one level from the lobby, once again, Hanover Ballrooms C, D, and E. And that Books and Art is from 11 to 2. And cosplay is from 3 to 4 on Saturday. The main auction from 10 to 2. And the Don S. Davis Memorial Charity Auction from 4 to 6 on Sunday. You can find us Friday night at the Monster Mashup charity event in Regency, we'll just say 5, 6, and 7 because they're all right there together. The Stargate charity event is Saturday night. It is in the Westin. I'm not sure which ballroom yet. And please search the app for the word charity, because if anyone has, or if any of our directors have a charity event, they're going to put the word charity in that event. Be able to search the app and find all the charity goings on that I may or may not yet know about.
And just a reminder for the Marriott, if you're looking for their kind of, it's basically kind of this little registration thing. So when conventions come here, they have like a little separate registration area. It is on the same level as the bridge to the Hilton.
Okay.
The Hilton Bridge. So that's the same. I'm on the marquee level as well for my track room. So it's the same level as there. And if you're in the extract room or costuming room, you're basically direct. When you come out into that big main area, you're going to go straight across diagonally and then you'll hit them. So that kind of gives you over near the big escalators and all that. You'll find them. I promise.
Everybody.
Very easy. John, even you can find them.
I'll take your word for it.
You could.
All right. So cool. And actually I just, while you were doing that, I actually did just pull up the word search for charity in the little appy thingy there. And I came up with, a good 8 or 10 options for events. So very cool. All right. So before we let you go, we're going to play a little game that we've been playing with all of our other guests this year. And it's basically this or that. So Jen, I'm gonna give you two choices, and you just pick whichever one you like the best, or for whatever reason, doesn't matter what reason.
Okay.
So
I'm choosing the better option for me. Okay.
For you, as far as you, and we're gonna learn a little bit about you, I guess, through this whole process.
All
right. All right. So here we go: Invisible Man or Sue Storm?
Okay, Sue Storm.
Beer or wine?
Guinness.
Okay. It's much more than beer. Let's see. Gryffindor or...
It has iron.
Gryffindor or Hufflepuff?
Ravenclaw.
Well, okay. That wasn't one of the options. Sure.
Okay, okay.
Stargate Atlantis or Stargate the movie?
Oh, God.
I think I did this
That's
to...
Fandom!
Did this to Jamie, too, so...
Universe! No, SG-1. This is where you learn that I'm completely contrary.
Hot or cold?
Bundled up warm in the wintertime.
Okay. Magic or monsters?
Ooh. Magic.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Stargate. Come on.
Marvel Comics or DC Comics?
Marvel.
Top Gun or Top Secret?
Top Gun.
Westin or Sheridan?
Weston.
Okay. Rock or pop?
Indie alternative?
we'll categorize that under rock. Sure, whatever. Okay. Beetlejuice or Candyman?
Beetlejuice.
Books or movies?
Books.
MTV or VH1?
Can we go old school MTV?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Disco Stew or Disco Duck?
Disco Duck.
Science or fiction?
Ooh. Let's go with science.
Okay. Batmobile or the Mystery Machine?
Oh, Mystery Machine.
Wow. We got an affirmative there.
Oh, heck yeah. points to you, yes.
Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones?
Sorry, that was kind of the answer. Lord of the Rings.
Okay. And last one, cats or dogs?
Ooh. I have both. Well, I've had both. Neither right now.
Okay, give you that.
I am a teenager. I don't have time for either.
Well, so you literally have a cat because they'll just ignore you. Right, and you have a dog because they eat constantly, right?
So. Right. Oh, yeah. Growing boy freshman in high school. Absolutely. Oh, all the things.
I have a sophomore in high school now. She's going to sophomore this year. And a boy that's going into middle school, but he's decided to all of a sudden turn on his eating machine, just like turned on as soon as he got out of fifth grade.
Oh, so. Yeah. Mine has grown probably six or seven inches in the last 12-month period. Mm-hmm. And is in marching band now, and so is working out 3-4 times a week with the band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so it's like protein central here. It's crazy.
Well, and then, Jen, you saw my teenlet yesterday, and you were like, that's not. And I was like, yeah, nope, that's it. Yeah. Yep, junior high school. My God, we're full.
Yeah, my wife wanted to know when Duncan became a man all of a sudden.
Right, yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, oh, I don't know. It's very scary.
All right.
It's very scary. We're all old parents, and we all love them all so much. So, yay.
So did I pass the quiz?
Oh, sure, why not? All right, Jen, thank you for joining us again. Everyone, keep an eye out for all the charity events. Give until it hurts, or give at least until you feel a numbness. We'll see you at DragonCon. So, for John... Yes, for John, this is Jen.
There you go. Go for it.
For Jen and Lee, this is John saying, until next time, peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share-alike non-commercial license.